Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 91.
Would you ever not love me?
Not a chance. But
that is the correct answer.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Because I know where my bread is buttered, you see. Yeah. But it's well, you'll find out why we want to know that later on. But before we do that, tell me about your lovely week. Assuming it was.
Been fine. Just an average week.
You told me a story about 25 seconds ago that wasn't recording. About saving a bee.
Oh, I hope I saved the bee. So my auntie Kat sent my mum, my sister and I this little kind of kit thing, I guess, to help when you see bees that are a bit tired, or, you know, like when you just see like a bee on the ground or on the side or whatever and they just look a bit exhausted. And bees are incredibly important. There are a lot of people who don't get insects, and I don't like insects, but I like bees. But they all have their part in the world. Very important, bees. And in this little kit, you have a little tiny vial on a key ring. So you put it on your keys and it has this kind of honey, like sugary sweet solution inside that sometimes when the bees get really exhausted, that's all they need. They need, like, you know, to sort of perk them up. And so you have this on hand. And today was the first time I've been looking out for the bees so I can help them. And today was the first time on my dog walk this morning that I saw this little bee on the ground. And he was okay. He wasn't dead or anything. He was moving his little arms and legs and stuff. But he obviously didn't have the energy to fly off. So I poured a little bit of this solution out in front of him. And then had to sort of gently boof him up the bum just to move him forward to get to the solution.
Because he wasn't doing it.
Yeah, because I couldn't do it close. It was really, because it's so thick, the liquid, the sugary liquid. I couldn't sort of get it out of the vial.
It's weird, it's not like a pipette thing. You'd think it'd be a pipette that you just take out.
Yeah, it's just got like a little cork on the top. It's the cutest little thing. But anyway, we did that and he was there before I had to leave because Penny was very interested. Not that she would try and eat the bee, but, you know, I didn't want her to disturb him. But yeah, so I'm hoping, really hoping that I saved a bee.
That's not something you'd hear every day.
No, but it's really important. And actually, my auntie has a video that she took of a bee that she helped in her garden.
Yeah.
And it's incredible because you can see I can't remember the word, something.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like the little.
I do. And it's just, yeah, I know exactly.
That come out the front. I can't think of the word.
Proboscis.
Yeah. Something like that.
Like sounds like preposterous, but it's
yeah, not. In the liquid, like. Like it's an incredible, incredible video, and she actually posted it, and the company that she got the stuff from, the little key ring sets from, actually asked if they could use it as promotional because it's so incredible, this video.
Yeah.
So that's my week. I saved a bee. Tell us about your week.
I don't remember much, actually. This week has just been quite quiet and normal and conventional. Most something thing that we did was to put this air conditioning unit together, which was a bit of a weird one.
Yeah, because it's currently like quite chilly and rainy at the moment, but it's going to get hot next week, so we're all prepared.
Yeah, but it was just the building it, or kind of getting it slotted together.
Because
we have an old unit in the shed that we're a bit scared to investigate now.
Well, it's also 13 years old, that one.
Yes.
And I think we haven't used it for the last few years, but the last time we did use it, it wasn't great.
No. It's probably life growing inside it, so.
Yeah.
We should get rid of it.
Yeah.
But this one is really small and actually quite
petite.
It'll work well, I think.
It will.
And we have it came with a weird window thing, didn't it? And we had to try and work out
because the pipes are so big and our windows only open a certain amount, so you can't actually fit the pipe out.
No.
So this is like an extra piece that fits onto the end and then directs it so that it's a smaller surface space, which we can just like pop out the window and
which is useful.
Much better.
But that's it, really. It's like one single thing this week.
Quiet.
It has.
Like the last few weeks, because Jake's been finishing off his GCSEs.
Yeah.
we're just kind of all sort of waiting for that. Yeah. This time next week, he will have finished.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think we're all just kind of a bit, you know, getting him to the end.
Yes.
But yeah.
Spin it.
That's been it, really. Yeah.
Go on then. Give me the quiz question.
Oh.
Oh.
Do you have something exciting this weekend with Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to the Harry Styles concert.
Oh, yeah, that's come up because we mentioned that some episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's this weekend.
So that's this Saturday.
Nice.
Tomorrow, if you're listening.
Yeah, true.
I
kind of forget that.
Yeah. So that's super exciting. That's her first ever concert.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to tell us about that next week.
Yeah.
How it went.
Yeah. That's really exciting.
You told me about the app that you downloaded on your phone, didn't you? That you.
Yeah. So like some of the, you know, diehard fans have sort of got together and sort of arranged so that if you download this app and then depending on where your seat is, it's either the blue or the pink, you get that color up on your screen. And then, you know, like how everybody holds their screens up, like they're the torch light on their screen or whatever, but you actually have it on the main part of the screen, the color light shining out. And so when Harry Styles then looks out from the stage, he'll just see this kind of like
rainbow effect kind of thing
of colors. Yeah, which is really cool. So we're going to do that. And my sister's coming too. So there'll be three of us. So
oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It'll be really fun.
That is fun.
That is this weekend.
Well, then you'll definitely have something to report.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Nice.
So the quiz question.
Quiz question. Last week's question was, how many actors appeared in all 8 Harry Potter films?
And I totally forgot to ask Alf, who is now out in America doing the World Cup camera footage for some of the World Cup games.
He is your cameraman friend, isn't he?
He's an extraordinary cameraman. But I do not know the answer to that.
Any guess?
How many actors? Well, there's so many young kids and things. We'll go with like, I don't know, 95?
Wow. 14.
14?
14, not 95.
How do they do that?
Well, it's just main characters, isn't it?
So right, okay. I was thinking like all the extras.
No. Like
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh,
and this week's question is, which popular fruit seeds are toxic if consumed in large amounts?
Okay. And there's people telling you that fruit's good for you.
Well, you don't tend to eat the seeds, but yes. Not of this fruit, anyway.
Right. Fair enough.
So, yeah. Should we do our recommendation now?
Go
or
for
do you
it.
Want to do it at the end?
Yeah, go for it. And we can then sandwich it between that and then the story.
A new feature, kind of. We've sort of done bits and pieces of it, but a recommendation. It is another, like, to watch one. So last time we recommended The Burrows,
which we both really enjoyed.
Yeah. And this week is a film which is currently on Disney Plus called Send Help.
Oh, okay.
So just a kind of rough idea, it's about a woman who works in like quite a big company in America, and you know, she's quite plain looking, doesn't really take care of her appearance. But is incredibly good at her job. And everybody around her at work, you know, thinks she's a bit of a weirdo. And she doesn't get promoted because of how she looks and everything. But she gets taken on this work trip where the plane crashes. And she ends up being washed up on a deserted island with the boss. And it's how they try and survive, do survive, like what happens on there. There are some quite gross scenes, I would say.
Okay.
But it's good. There's also some moments which did kind of make me laugh as well, even though it is a bit grim. But I really enjoyed it. So I would recommend that.
It's interesting that you describe the woman in the way that you do, given our topic today.
Yeah. And I only describe her as that because that's how she's perceived by other
people. Oh, of course. I know that isn't your thoughts.
No.
It's just interesting.
She's just an ordinary lady.
That does tie in nicely.
It will tie in nicely. But we have comments first.
Yeah, we do.
So YouTube comments.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of lovely comments from Marie. So first off,
of the comments.
I know, I love it. So she has, I'm not a huge fan of lamb. That much, actually. So that must have been when we were talking about your barbecue.
Yeah.
And you had the like lamb koftery things.
Which is fine, because it's more for me.
Yes. And actually you're having those for, well, not those exact ones, but very similar to those for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The next is, my word, did this woman think that your wife doesn't feed you, lol, so much food? I think the whole thing, what we think that was because she wanted to either cook a meal for us as a family or take us out or something. So she provided like everything you could possibly want for an entire like dinner party.
She did.
Like, meal and some.
And we only just got around to finishing the smoked salmon.
Yeah, we still got the goat's cheese.
Oh, really?
The crackers.
Well, the goat's
we've still
cheese
got some
is
of the
fine.
Chocolates.
I can enjoy. Yeah, some of
but
the
But yeah, we're still. Everything else, though, was very much enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Then Marie said for the quiz question, if I were to venture a guess, I would say, not counting extras, that there were well over 100, but I'm not sure of the exact number.
See?
So she went with you.
That's why I thought so.
No, only 14. She said Jim Carrey is funny, but he's Canadian. Yes, I make that distinction always. I didn't realize he was Canadian.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Then she says, when it comes to confrontation, I think it genuinely depends on the situation for me. When it comes to food, I will always say something. But when it comes to other situations, I don't really say anything. Also, when I'm confronting somebody about something, I try to be as gentle with it as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, don't get between me and food either, or I will become like the Incredible Hulk and tear you apart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's Alice as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, with her, it's more that you just have to feed her regularly. Like, she will share and everything. She's more than happy to share.
She does.
She needs to eat little and often, which I'm quite similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have snacks. Always available.
True.
And then we had a comment which you sent me, haven't you, from Pam. Am I mentioning the part about the deer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tell it all.
So she said, I started listening to your podcast yesterday morning when I was heading out to work. I barely drove a mile, then I had a collision with a deer. Ugh. It ran into me and really messed up my car. Sadly, it lost its life. Since I had to deal with that yesterday, I was finally able to listen to the podcast today. I enjoyed it. So here are a couple of comments. Marks and Spencer's was one of my favourite stores when we were living there. It's a very unique store. If I remember right, they sold clothing as well as food back in the mid-80s. I would compare the grocery side of M&S to Whole Foods or Fresh Market, but not as pricey as those stores. Walmart here sells food, clothing and everything else, but M&S is much more pleasant, is a much more pleasant shopping experience, so I wouldn't compare it to Walmart. Here's a funny little story about M&S. That was the first place we ever saw wine sold in a can.
Oh,
David
wow.
David got a big kick out of that. And yes, we bought it on occasion. My other comment is about Kirsten being a non-confrontational personality. I'm very much the same. I'm basically an introvert. I do speak up when absolutely necessary, but I prefer to avoid those situations. When my kids were young, though, I, like Kirsten, would absolutely speak up. Also, I'm happy that Marie is going to send her letter to Betsy.
We all are.
Exactly. We all are indeed.
You've got the whole like podcast crew rooting behind you here.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's such a nice story as well. I really want to hear the resolution of that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, I could say, oh dear, and poor old dear, and dear, dear me.
I know.
It's and all the sad. Dear jokes. But at least your car's all right. At least you're all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe you need a new bumper or something. I don't know, because those things are heavy, right?
Dear, yeah. And must have been some force to...
Probably caught you by surprise, I would imagine.
Poor thing.
It's not something that happens here very often unless you live in the country.
Yeah. No, we don't really have deer running across the road in London.
No.
Well, they do have deer in Richmond Park.
Oh, yeah. I haven't forgot about that place.
But that's... further out. And,
in Canada, you could hit a moose instead.
Oh my gosh. Do you actually know how big those things are?
Huge.
They are, like, I've seen videos of them. They are so ginormous. It's, yeah, terrifying. I've seen videos of people just walking down the street and they're just being a moose at the end. And I think they can be quite aggressive.
Yeah. Under certain circumstances, terrifying. Yeah. That is quite scary, I think.
Mm. So,
explain
topic.
It. Yeah.
So, I've forgotten what we called it now.
So have I. I'd have to look.
Would you ever not love me?
Something like that.
Yeah. Would you ever not love me?
I would never not love you, no.
So specifically, we're talking about would you ever not love me if I was significantly bigger than I am or was when we met, I guess.
I don't see a reason why I shouldn't or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't not. It's like a double negative.
So this is about... there is a famous footballer and he is married to his lovely wife and they are childhood sweethearts. So they've been married for, I think it's like over a decade now. They have a little boy together and she is not what is classed as a typical footballer's wife in that she is a plus-sized woman.
Right. So and people would class her as like the girl next door.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, she's, whatever way you want to put it, she is a larger lady. She is plus size, you know, and that's not the image that you see of footballers' wives. And she's just very, you know, she's just herself. She doesn't look like in the pictures that you see that she has, you know, the expensive designer clothes or makeup or all of those kind of things that most people associate with footballers' wives.
So she's being true to herself.
Yeah, she is just herself. But what's really sad is that there have been so many comments about this, about her, about their relationship, and about the fact that he should move on from her to find something better. And specifically a clip of something, a video that I saw. Now, I don't know who this person is that was recording this video or whether it was a podcast. It was a video that I saw, so I don't know exactly. But he was saying that, oh, well, he can do the supermodels on the side. That's fine.
Because infidelity is a fine thing.
Yeah, because that's all right. He can have a bigger girl, but he can, you know, have his fun with supermodels on the side, outside of their marriage. And wow, he then went on to say, you know, it's not my thing. If I was with a girl and she put on loads of weight, I would make her go on the treadmill and stop feeding her. That was his view of it. And it angered me so much.
Yeah. And me this morning. I saw that video this morning.
This guy.
I wanted to rant to you about it, but I didn't.
Yeah. And a lot of other men have this view that, you know, even if you are in a very deeply committed relationship and you are in love with somebody, that if their body physically changes, there's something wrong with that. And that needs changing. And to be so callous about it, or I'm just going to stop feeding you. That on its own is a degrading statement.
Of course.
But why does it matter how you look? Why does that change your love? I guess.
If you're a very narrow-minded and shallow person, then it will change you. Because you are judging a book by its cover, a body by its looks. It's not the inner self, right? And that is a you problem, not a they problem. That is an entirely you problem. And you need a life.
Yeah. That's, I mean, there's so many aspects to this. You know, to start with, why is this woman being judged on how she looks? Why is she not being celebrated for, and all women being celebrated for, oh my gosh, they've been together since they were childhood sweet, like since they were kids. How amazing is that? How amazing is it that they've been together through everything that comes with growing up and getting into the football industry? Like, it's a really hard, hard thing to do. He will have been through a lot. They will have been through a lot together. Why is it not talked about? That isn't that so great that they're still quite young, they've been together all this time, married, have a child together. Why is all the focus on, oh my gosh, she's bigger than other footballers' wives?
Because it's not exciting enough. It's not risque enough.
No, that's it. It always has to be critical.
Of course.
It has to be the, you know, oh gosh.
I mean, if that was, if you were that man's partner now, the one who put out that video, I would just dump him.
Well, from the comments, because I don't actually know who he was, but from some of the comments that I read, I don't think he has a partner. But yeah.
Well, that in itself is telling, isn't
it? Well, exactly, because that's what somebody said, and that's why you're single and he's in a long-term relationship.
And doing very well for himself.
But I just think, as a woman, myself, who, you know, my weight has changed up and down since we got together, I would be absolutely devastated if that how I mean, I suppose to say how I looked, it's different because for you, you don't see me.
How you exist.
How I am in my weight is what defines your love for me.
Nah, it's just bollocks.
You know? And to play devil's advocate, I do understand when some people say, well, if your partner puts on a significant amount of weight, and I'm talking about, you know, really significant, you can be concerned for their health. Absolutely.
But that's not the same thing.
That's very different to say, look, I'm worried about, you know, about you and, you know, how you are health-wise. And I also have read, you know, stories and articles and things of people saying, well, I'm just not attracted to them. You know, they've changed so much physically that I'm not attracted to them.
This also happens during pregnancy too.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so big now, you're carrying a child, you look ugly.
Yeah, just and rude. I, you know...
Wow, it's your child. Unless it isn't.
I mean, pregnancy, yeah, that's a very different thing, and I think...
Yeah, but it's still change.
It is still change.
And people still judge you based on that because people are rude. And then the after-pregnancy belly as well. People look at that and go, my God, she never went back, did she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those
Which, again, is just rude.
Yeah. It is. But what I was going to say was, you know, I understand if you're saying, okay, I just don't find my partner attractive anymore because they've gained all this weight. But I feel like if that is all that you're attracted to, then perhaps the relationship wasn't as strong in the first place. Because it's not, for me anyway, I think with our marriage, with our relationship, it's not, we're not just physically attracted to each other's looks, it's being attracted to the person. So,
which is really important, by the way.
Which is really important, because also you have to remember, looks fade. You're not going to look the same as you did when you got together in 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
No.
So all of that stuff changes, you know, that's never going to be the same. So if you're not attracted to the actual person, then it's never going to work anyway.
No. And I, you know, one of the long-term couples I know is Linda and Peter that you met years ago. And they've been together and have had, you know, I don't know how long they've been together, but it's a very long time. Mm. They're now old and they grew old together and they're still happy together from what I can tell.
Yeah.
And I knew them 30, 40 perhaps years ago. Mm-hmm. Still doing fine. Still great. Like, that's really something.
Yeah.
That's the kind of love you want to have.
Definitely.
That's basically, you know, a forever love. And that's the most important thing, I think.
Well, that's it. And I just, the having so much focus on this woman for her size and the implication that now he's a famous footballer, he can do better. Yeah. Or, you know, should have the freedom to go off and do whatever he wants with whoever he wants, is such a dangerous viewpoint for people to still have now. I wish I could say I was, but I am not surprised at all. Because we as a society still put so much value on looks and size. That's the thing. You know, you are still very much considered by a lot of people to be better, I guess, if you fit the narrative of being a certain weight, size, having a certain look.
What if it was the other way around, yeah? So the woman would just stop loving the man. People in the comments would be all up in arms, like, just look after him better. That's your fault. Mm-hmm. And all this kind of thing. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah. I think it would be very different.
It's like
one rule for men and one rule for women, as there always is.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because, you know, there's always been men above women in a lot of circumstances. And
which is kind of hilarious, because guess who pushes out the man in the first place?
Yeah. I don't know. No, I think we've come so far, but there's still so much to change.
Gender pay gap.
And with
prime example.
With social media especially, you know, it's even more rife, because we're just bombarded and flooded with these images of how we should be, how we should look, what we expect, and the sort of accepted norms of what people and how couples should be.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've seen other, you know, TikTokers, influencers, couples that have, where you have, the ones specifically that I have seen have been men who have been like bodybuilders,
yeah.
You know, avid gym goers. They're big, they've got big muscles, they're very fit, they're very like, I don't want to use the word healthy, but I mean, they are, but some people could say, well, that's quite extreme.
Yeah.
And then they have very plus-sized wives and partners who also are healthy. You know, you can be plus-sized, you can be what society would say is very overweight and still be healthy. That's yeah. Also a misconception. And the comments and the hate that they get is just shocking. And yeah. It's like, why?
You look like a troll and all this stuff.
Yeah.
People,
but I mean, like, you know, why would they be together? Why would he choose her? Why can it not just be okay that he finds her attractive?
Why wouldn't
both
he choose
in
her
looks and her personality?
To suit you? Is
exactly.
It you the one that's with the person? Why do you get a say?
That's it.
In fact, why does your view matter at all?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No one's ever said that about us.
What? Why are we with each other?
Right. Apart from your friend, Holmes, ex-friend. But that was for a different reason.
That was for a different reason. Yeah.
But it was also still very judgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if anyone did, I would.
But I think that's because we're just normal, regular people. I think when you are part of the public eye, you know.
Yeah.
Like footballers and, you know, other people that are having pictures taken of them. And I just feel so sorry for her, because I just think it must be so hard every time she goes out. You know, they go out as a family and people take pictures anyway and post them, I think. And it's just then this continual stream. And what it must do for her self-confidence. Like, does she get to a point where she's thinking, well, why are you with me then? You know?
Well, hopefully he reaffirms that all the time. Or she's like, look where I'm standing. You're not, right?
Yeah.
It's just jealousy. So
yeah.
She is probably, at least I hope so anyway, I should think she's probably quite secure in her own self.
Mm.
Because she did bag the baller, right? No one else did. She did. And good
well,
for
that's
her.
It. That's what I've seen him say, you know, she was with me when I was nothing.
Yes.
You know,
so no one
everything.
Can accuse her of being a so-called gold digger and all that.
No.
Because she isn't. She was there before you and your stupid comments. She'll be there after you and your stupid comments. Mm. You mean nothing.
Exactly.
You stand for nothing other than just rage and jealousy and immaturity.
Yeah.
Get a life.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me that men disrespect women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need each other as humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so mad.
For me, it's the fact that so much of your worth as a person is very often put on what you look like and your size. And as somebody who has often struggled with that, it's such a dangerous thing.
But it's only size in one direction, right? If you had a big belly, you're wrong. But if you've got big boobies, you're right. Because men are stupid.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you had big on top and bottom, maybe you'd be fine. I don't know. It's stupid. It's all stupid.
Mm.
Respect the person for the inner self, like I said earlier. Like
yeah.
The soul, the personality, what they bring to the table.
Exactly.
Right. I don't know. I mean, maybe because I don't see it, this doesn't... It doesn't rock me in that way.
Mm.
I cannot relate.
Yeah.
Never have. And like, when I first heard you on the phone, I had no idea what you looked like. It's only when I hugged you on day one that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I liked you.
Yeah.
I think that's what matters.
Yeah. I think so.
You saw me first because you saw my picture.
I did. I mean, it was very small on a screen.
Yeah.
But,
And back in the day, man, all pixelated and different.
Yeah. I think it was black and white as well.
Yeah, it wasn't high def like we have nowadays.
No.
But see, times change.
Yeah.
And I feel like because times change, there's so much more judgment. You can look at someone on all these dating apps, swipe right. Ew, don't want to see that. Swipe right. So you don't get to know anything about them before you've even read the bio. You've seen the picture and gone, nah, that isn't for me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So actually you miss out on an entire plethora of people. One of them could be your like forever person, but you won't find out because they look wrong.
Mm.
Look wrong. Let that sink in.
Yeah, and people will cover that up by saying, well, I'm just not attracted to them. But there's different levels of being attracted to somebody.
Yeah, attraction is not like a binary thing. It's a sliding scale. It does things.
Yeah.
So, you're wrong. Luckily, none of the people I know and speak to on a daily behave this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't speak to them.
No. Absolutely.
And, the one other person I know with a wife has said as well that she is maybe plus sized as well, but he still loves her deeply. They've got two children.
Absolutely.
Which is the correct answer. So,
of course.
That's it. That's it. In any case, look, I mean, we are not speaking to our listeners here, but maybe you know people that do behave this way. Give them a pull up by the bootstraps.
Absolutely.
So go on then, give us a story, because I think you can only end on a good note if you have something to end on that's a good note.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
So, my story is about a gorilla, but not a live gorilla.
Oh, oh dear.
So a Yorkshire woman last year, I think it was last year, she was facing a fine of up to £20,000 for refusing to remove her giant gorilla statue from the front of her home.
I can already picture it. She's a Yorkshire woman. She's loud. She's going to be very forthright.
Well, she used to live in Leeds and she had this giant gorilla that I think like 4 foot, I'm sure I read that somewhere, gorilla statue. And she had him outside of her house in Leeds with no trouble. He's called Caesar, by the way. And she moved to a town in Yorkshire where she, or a different town, where she, after a while, had him glued and nailed onto sort of a plinth above her door.
Okay.
So he's like outside the front, just sort of looking over and down the street. Nobody seemed to have any problems with that. People thought it was great, thought it was fun on the street. You know, he's not doing any harm. It's just a gorilla.
Right.
Until she gets a knock at the door from the local council telling her that she did not have planning permission and that it didn't give the right look to the area and that she had to have it removed.
Wow.
And she did try and fight this for quite a while, saying, you know, I own my own home. Surely I can do what I want. I can decorate it. You know, you can put up a Christmas tree at Christmas, like all these different things.
Yeah.
But they absolutely said they were going to take her, you know, they were going to fine her. And it just became a really big, the Wakefield, it was in Wakefield Council Planning Services, just sent her multiple letters and things advising her that she had to remove under the Town and Country Planning Act of 1990 because she did not have permission and would not get permission. An enforcement notice was sent and, yeah, she doesn't have the money to pay a £20,000 fine. So unfortunately, Caesar has to go.
That's a shame.
I know. But there is now...
Save Caesar.
So now Caesar from Wakefield is planning to move to London.
Oh, okay.
After she lost the battle with the council to keep the beloved 4 foot gorilla.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big, big gorilla. He's now going to move down to London where he will be... on display in a, I think it's a hotel in Mayfair in London.
Well, that's very posh.
Very.
He's moved up the ranks.
Yeah. So she absolutely loves gorillas and that's why she bought him all those years ago. I think she bought him for like £600.
Wow.
From a garden centre.
See, I was just picturing an episode of Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away. And they turn up with a van.
And take and away.
And they take him away.
Take the gorilla.
And that's just caught on camera, like the idea. The idea is funny, but the story's sad.
Yeah. It is sad because she's had him for like 15 years and he's been outside her home. And I don't quite understand why he can't just like move into the back garden or something like that. I'm not quite sure why he's now coming to London.
Yeah.
But it doesn't specifically say.
Would that be like a gorilla dog or a guard gorilla?
guard gorilla?
Yeah, could work.
Yeah, guard gorilla.
I like that.
Yeah. So I think he's... That she's got until...
Or Gorilla Guard. Ooh.
Yeah, Gorilla Guard.
It sounds like a mouthwash.
Yeah, that does actually. But yeah, so he will be rehomed, looked after safely.
Well, people might flock to him and see where he is and all that.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it made the news, so you know, now it's definitely going to get attention.
Definitely. I do think that's quite sad that they... wasn't doing any harm.
This is the trouble, you see. People get in power and they just get ugly about it.
Yeah, local councils.
Yeah, not fun.
Poor gorilla. Poor Caesar.
I know, right? Well, at least he's too big to be turned into a salad.
That's true.
With that, right on the hour for us as recording, we will leave you in peace. But thanks for listening. And yeah, a bit of a difficult topic, I think. But just think about how you'd feel if someone said that about you. Not a gorilla. I mean, they might call you a gorilla, which is also very rude, but you know what I mean, don't you?
Me, yes.
Yes, you.
Sorry, yes.
That's fine, thinking about life. But I would never say to you something like that, and I wouldn't believe it. I've loved you in all your guises for 18 plus now years.
Yep.
And I have no plans to change that. No. I hope you feel the same.
Yeah.
Good job.
Of course.
In that case, we'll be back next week. But until then,
bye.
But until then, oi, oi, oi.
Sorry.
Don't take my thunder. You can't buy yet.
I thought you were done.
No, I've got to say.